It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. The set of rules or norms in which we operate in business and life is called a paradigm. A paradigm, or constructed archetype, represents a model, although it's not necessarily good or bad, legally, ethically, or spiritually. The confluence of many factors creates the rules and known structure by which we live and work, and somewhere in most paradigms lies the genetic code of corruption. I guess that's because of the inherent failings of people and governments and those with dark hearts. So let's take a look at the current political paradigm and what it means to a little bird, which it appears is not worthy of life. Most will have heard of Adani, the Indian multinational conglomerate based in Ahmedabad, India. This company wants to come to Queensland and dig up massive tonnage of coal to burn in India to generate electricity for its burgeoning population of 1.3 billion souls. Now, the science is in regarding global warming, where mankind is releasing such enormous quantities of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere that the planet is warming at an alarming rate, and Australia has much to lose as our country dries out. In my view, the age of fossil coal as a basic in the energy paradigm is over, and only the foolish pronounce it as a large-scale future. Apart from CO2, there are many other disadvantages with coal as well. Remember how for generations Australia rode on the sheep's back, and that paradigm changed as well. The lengths the Queensland Palaszczuk government is going to in supporting the gigantic Adani coal mine is not in the state or national interest, and the overtures the Queensland government are making to Adani represent a dreadful waste of taxpayers' money and natural resources, in my view. So often, in all these so-called big deals, a dark shadow is cast on many things, but to demonstrate just how futile the world thinking has become, let's look at a tiny bird called the black-throated finch. In some ways, this little Queensland bird is the canary in the mine, having to give up its life for so-called progress. In a heartbeat, the metaphoric canary dies, and its death signifies poisonous gas is present in the mine, and no less is the case in Queensland with the black-throated finch. Such a small, fragile, beautiful creature is apparently so insignificant that Adani want the discussions on its protection to be held in private, away from experts and the public. This represents the new paradigm of cover-up and silence and of dumbing down the general public. The area around the proposed Adani mine is home to a colony of these little birds, and BirdLife Australia are rightfully worried that the experts have not been consulted. Another group called the Black-Throated Finch Recovery Team believe the plans to protect the birds are grossly inadequate, and in New South Wales, the bird is now extinct. Why is it that small creatures must perish from the earth for the stupid short-term gains of man? Why does our utter selfishness prevail when our own survival depends on how well we protect nature and the magnificence of the birds and animals in the wild? Have we descended so far that the little creatures don't count? And behind closed doors, politicians cynically laugh at yet another threatened species. Perhaps it is they who should become extinct one day for their absolute failure to embrace the new paradigm of sustainability for all things on planet Earth. If we as a nation cannot rise up and protect the little black-throated finch of Queensland, then what hope do we have? What do we tell our children in future years about our unconscionable conduct and legacy of extinction and degradation? Time to vote in new, enlightened people at all levels of government, and time to stabilise Australia's population in order to prevent further damage to our precious country. So I say, vote one for all creatures great and small, and send Adani packing, as this massive mine will fail every test eventually, in my view, and the decimation of the black-throated finch will testify to our indifference and national stupidity on a massive scale. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.